this episode last night. Speaking of dykes, now welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988, Coldwell Banker resident since 77. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're going to have a great guest for the first three segments. In the fourth segment, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. If you didn't grab Sunday's News Press real estate section, there's a monthly article in there from the Association of Realtors called March 2006 Real Estate Market Santa Barbara South Coast. Just the facts. No fancy titles, headlines, and pushing you one way or another. Just read the information and you can draw your own conclusions. I will tell you that the fixed rate is up. I saw one at 6.6 fixed rate, 1 point, and one even lower. So yeah, you never know what exactly it is, but buyers who qualified back in December are in for a bit of a shock when they're deciding to buy the house now. So buy now, sell now is my advice. You can reach me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Go to radioreallestate.com, radioreallestate.com. And so we have with us, we have two major topics. First of all, good morning, Dave Mullinax from the League of California Cities.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. You represent a district or an area for the League of California Cities covering?
I'm the regional public affairs manager for the Tri-County area, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. And the League of California Cities represents all 480 cities in the state, and we have 25 cities down here in the Tri-County area.
Well, that's just a small chunk of change then. Just nothing really. Just everything that's going on. Now, the two topics we want to talk about that the league is involved with and dealing with my friend Arnold up in Sacramento is the housing mandate. Everyone's up in arms here. The big supervisorial second district election. Have you been reading that? You know, Joe Gazzardi had an op-ed. Everyone's got the op-ed. This started with Brooks Firestone.
Absolutely. And the RENA, the housing mandates and the RENA numbers, the Regional Housing Needs Assessment, and that's the RHNA, it's commonly referred to as RENA numbers, has always been controversial. Those numbers are generated for the state to try and match the needs for housing in the state. For California gets an additional 500,000 people every year. And projected they need to be building 220,000 units a year to meet those needs. And quite frankly, those numbers are not realistic. But
how are they not realistic?
From 1986 to 2000, the highest year was of units being built. And several federal laws have been changed, and other laws have been changed to dissuade local governments from trying to build more housing and builders from more housing. The highest number achieved was 150,000. And the Department of Finance generates numbers from the population figures, and then they give them to the Housing and Community Development Department.
So wait, so 220,000. Oh, by the way, I forgot to give our phone number. 564-1290, or if you're out of the 805 area code, it's 866. 564-1290. So they say we should build 220,000 homes. They build 150. So the 70,000 people, that's the homeless in Santa Barbara? Where are those people? What happened to those
well,
people?
Well, what happens is, again, they did a projection of needs through the year 2020 on a study that Housing and Community Development Department did for statewide needs. And that breaks out to 220,000 units a year. Well, I think it was in the late 80s or mid 80s, we achieved 150,000 units. And that's condos, multi-unit housing, and single-family dwellings. And that's when the economy was at full steam.
That includes rentals.
Includes rentals as well. And again, the highest number we achieved was 150,000. So the numbers, that's why the RENA numbers, the state housing mandate numbers, are so controversial. Quite frankly, in this area, what the state does is they typically take a one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter approach. What works in the Central Valley and Fresno will work here in Santa Barbara, and they just crunch some numbers and give them to what's known as the COGS, the regional body that takes care of housing and transportation issues. And the COG here in Santa Barbara is comprised of representatives from all 8 cities and the 5 county supervisors.
So the way you phrase that, am I led to believe that you personally or the officially the League of California Cities, the way you phrased, you know, one size fits all, they don't take into account local situations. Is the position that you don't think it's fair?
The League of California Cities has always had problems with the state housing mandates because, quite frankly, the League of California Cities, we are, our mission and our goal in our 105-year existence has been the protection of local government revenues and local government decision-making authorities. And the trend, especially over the last 15 to 20 years, has been that Sacramento, whether it's the bureaucracy with like HCD or the legislature up there in Sacramento, feels they know how to run communities, local communities, probably better than local officials down here in the community.
Well, I'm glad I invited you then. I thought we were going to have a fight. Maybe on eminent domain we will. Do you think that you're kind of in line with what's Marilyn's title? She's the city
the planning director,
planning development director, or something like that, down in
Thousand Oaks.
You know, we have. Do you know Paul Casey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very sharp guy.
He's the counterpart here in Santa Barbara to Marilyn. Marilyn is someone that actually introduced us, and I know she sent me an email. We'll get to on the eminent domain where she's kind of playing the company government line. She's not standing up for the little mom and pop. She thinks the public good.
The eminent domain issue.
Without getting into it, would you say you agree with her, or are you going to be fighting for...
Probably somewhere in the middle. I think there's a lot of propaganda out there.
All right, we'll get into that. I don't want to... That's what's coming. I want to talk about that eminent domain. But in fact, Marilyn... In fact, we have a tape. I just wanted to clarify what your relationship is with Marilyn. You want to put on your headset. And so we can just, you know, unless you were referring to someone else, I'm not quite certain. This is a message that our guest, Dave Mullinax, the regional public affairs from the League of California Cities, might be his last appearance on the show after he hears this. But I just want to clarify. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mark, Dave Mullinax of the League of California Cities. Returning your call, Marilyn Chamber, Marilyn Miller had...
Now, that's where I'm a little confused.
There's some interest
Marilyn,
in
is our mutual friend Marilyn Chambers?
Marilyn Miller.
Okay. Okay, so no relation. There's no... No, it was just never heard
is.
Of Marilyn Chambers. Okay, thank you. So... we should get Marilyn on the phone, actually, see if she's at work and ask her about what she thinks of that. So this is huge here in Santa Barbara. People, everyone's up in arms, you know, and we just, and oh, we can't say no, we have to go along, and you know, they're going to withhold fundings, they're going to send us to bed without milk and cookies, and you know, it's just awful repercussions. And people want to vote now. Now everyone who's running is picking up the bandwagon on the second district. Say, well, I don't want Sacramento telling us what to do. Brooks Firestone's already in office. He's toeing the line a little. So, what shot does a second supervisor have? He's going to be 1 against 5. I don't know who's going to join him.
Of dealing with
What's going to happen? I mean, is there any shot at this? Or?
Well, what happens is...
Changing it and stopping it.
You have to change that at the state level. And that's one of the things that the League of California Cities and this, which is what's called the grassroots network, and there's 14 of us around the state, public affairs managers. We all have a lot of political backgrounds. And what we try to do is we are kind of like the linkage, the nexus between the state government and local governments. We try to build coalitions down here at the local level, deal with the media, make sure the local government message is getting out, making sure local government organizations and the communities are aware of what's happening up there in Sacramento and when certain bills are going to impact the local communities. Let's make sure we're letting our legislators know how we feel, because quite frankly, especially in this area, it's very hard to get up to Sacramento. It's very hard to follow what's going on up in there, up in Sacramento. A lot of times, I'm certainly not saying this about any of our legislators, but quite frankly, a lot of times legislators will get elected down here and they go up to Sacramento and they completely change up there. I mean, it's something with the water up there in Sacramento, I'm not sure, but all of a sudden their constituency becomes Sacramento.
So you have to change Sacramento. The Board of Supervisors aren't going to do that. They can't do it. They can complain. They could, you know, who's going to be able to.
Now, what it is,
change.
The Board of Supervisors, especially in this county, very powerful figures here locally in the county. And they
but
have,
no one gives a flying rats in Sacramento. They go, who are these guys?
Well, some of it, you know, again, if you get enough people together, if it's one supervisor, if it's one mayor, probably going to have a limited amount of effect with dealing with legislators up there. Our legislators here are Pedro Nava in the Assembly and Tom McClintock in the Senate.
Like Tom.
Tom is a very controversial figure. You know, you either like him or you
now.
You hate
him. Do we know where either one of these guys stand on this grassroots efforts? There's a huge thing going on. You know about the I can't think of the names, but all these guys who started the local grassroots stuff out in Nolita. Any of those names off the top of your head? I'm drawing a blank.
It escapes me right now. I haven't had enough coffee yet this
Gary
morning.
Gary Earle has been there.
Well, I think you see there's a real trend in that.
Anyone listening to these people? And has Pedro or Tom McClintock, have they weighed in? Have they said anything? Have they addressed these people?
What I'd say is, locally, when you're trying to do something on a grassroots level, it takes a lot of time and energy. You know, there's organizations have several different ways to impact statewide legislation, and the RENA numbers and these state housing mandates are, again, statewide at the statewide level. You have organizations with a lot of money, and they go up there and they hire lobbyists, they run TV spots in their districts. There's a variety of ways money can impact votes up there with the legislature, or you do grassroots efforts. Grassroots efforts are a lot harder. You have to roll your sleeves up. They take longer. They're cumbersome. They're slow. But if your message is resonant to your community and you can get the right type of coalition developed, it can have a very big impact up there in Sacramento. But again, it takes a lot of work.
I want to talk more about it because we seem to have both. We got the group in Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate talking with Dave Mullinax from the League of California Cities. Our phone number 564-1290. We'll take a break and we'll talk more about how people locally can get involved either in this grassroots or who they should send money to. I can tell you, if I can think of the damn name, there's Judy Ishkanen, I think. She used to write for the News Press. She was on the show. She represents some group. Rob Lowe originally was the, you know that
sure,
group?
Sure.
What's the name of that group? I can't think of anything. They got the money. And I said recently on the show, I had someone on, it was a permit planner, we were talking about, well, none of the houses are going in Hope Ranch or Montecito. And I kind of made a sarcastic remark, and I thought later, Jay, I wonder if people thought that I think they should go there, and I don't. I don't think they should go anywhere. I think it should be really, you know, I don't think they should change the zoning. I don't think they should knock over the ag zoning or up zone or down zone, whatever the hell it is. And so these guys in Montecito, they got the money, and they're starting to, you know, they're starting to gain some momentum. So when we come back from the break, let's talk about how maybe listeners who feel one way or another, if you're against it, you want to support it or fight it, maybe we can talk about what they can do. We're talking again with Dave Mullinax from the League of California Cities. The major league, really. He's a major league player.
Absolutely.
Major league, dressed in a suit with a red tie. He looks like a power man. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.